Kempire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Kempire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Kempire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Let's go live. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. We have a lot to unpack when it comes to the Real Housewives of Potomac, not reunion. Oh, that's what we have to unpack. We are ready for the reunion. Let's just get to the reunion. I was expecting them to say at the end of this episode, and next week on the season finale of the Real Housewives of Potomac, and that's not what we got. Let's wrap it up, folks. And I'm not saying that this season has been terrible, but it hasn't been great. And at this point, we're already on the reunion for Married to Medicine. Married to Medicine was far better than Real Housewives of Potomac. But even their reunion could be wrapped up, too, in part two. All right. We'll talk about that at 5:30 today. Anyways, guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. Be sure to share the video. And as always, don't forget, you can listen to our podcast version of our live shows and special episodes on the Kempire Podcast. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Let's get into this recap of the Real Housewives of Potomac, because I am through. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. This is our weekly recap of the Real Housewives of Potomac. Lord, y'all, before we even get into any of this, you know Mondays are always a very busy day for me. So because they're so busy, I need an easy way to make sure by the time that we're done with our Married to Medicine recap that I don't have to think about food. I don't have, you know, I'm all about my food, all about my hungry. So we are partnering with Factor. Factor is sponsoring today's live show. Eating better is easy with Factor. Delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meals is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just, what? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. You also have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. That's what I really need, especially after a day of Pilates, and even Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and go after your goals, okay? Head on over to factormeals.com/Kempire50 and use code Kempire50 to get 50% off. That code is Kempire50 at factormeals.com/Kempire50. 50 to get 50% off. More details will be available in the description of the video or audio if you're listening to this. Thank you to Factor for making my life a little bit easier after a long, busy 2 days of live recaps. Okay. All right. So at the top of this, we have a scene with Candace, Wendy, and Kiarna. So we are, I know a lot of you keep saying, give Kiarna a flute. Calm down. Look, calm down. We don't need Kiarna to have a flute yet. All right. I like her. And shout out to her. She didn't even have a flute to have her business highlighted on the show. That's pretty dope. Okay, Kiarna. That's pretty incredible. You are not even an official friend of. I mean, technically you are. Technically you are, but we haven't really gotten the official photo. Well, that's probably because she was probably a little bruised up from her fight with Deborah. Yeah. And apparently that will be featured on the show. Remember the word on the street that that fight between Deborah and Kiarna was not going to be featured on the show because it happened when filming wrapped. But allegedly they've had such a lackluster season that they're including it next week. Okay. So Candace and Wendy go to Kiarna's very wonderful, it's a spa and wellness facility where you can get laser hair removal. Candace goes in to get her, you know, private situation, you know, cleaned up a bit, all right? And she says now, you know, Chris is happy because now I don't have an excuse, because sometimes she'll use as an excuse why they can't be intimate because that's not wax down there. I'm a little worried, Candace. I'm a little worried about your relationship with Chris, because why would you make an excuse? You guys haven't even been married that long. How long have these two been married at this point? You're out of the newlywed stage, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. Like, why would you be making, and you guys have lived such very busy lives. You're busy traveling. At one point, he was really busy. You would think you wouldn't make any kind of excuse to be intimate. Just a thought. That's what stood out to me when she said that. I was like, really? Like, I expect maybe someone like Karen to say something like that, because they've been together for such a long time. Y'all are still, exactly, Luz. Ain't no hair stopping us. That's what stood out to me, because in my head, I'm thinking to myself, why would you make an excuse not to sleep with your husband of, what, not even 5 years, right, at this point? All right, just a thought. It's just a thought. All right, so Dr. Wendy Acefo also joins them. She's getting her underarm area taken care of. Have you guys done laser before? Let me know. I want to know. It's an interesting experience. It's actually very quick, too, but you have to go back multiple times. All right. Anyways, so we are at Kiarna's business. So she's treating the ladies to, look, and I'm sure she did not charge them. I'm sure she did not charge them, but because look, at the end of the day, this is a scene. A lot can be prosperous from being featured on a Bravo show. So Kiarna, you're winning, right? All right. You guys are hilarious in the chat. Damn. Tyler says his unemployment is a turnoff. He's not unemployed, right? I think Lorraine says 3 years or so of marriage. So not long at all. So they just are out of the newlywed situation. Confessions of an Aries says, exactly, is you want to get the biscuit, you'll take it any way you can. That's what stood out to me. I was just like, so that's one of your excuses not to get down? Look, this is what this is what I think of in these scenes. I don't care about anything else that's going on in these scenes. That is what stood out to me. That is what stood out to me. But anyways, so the ladies are confronted by Kiarna about the Mexico trip, because remember we said it was kind of interesting how Candace and Wendy didn't check up on Kiarna. So she, you know, she called them out for it, and they even replayed when Dr. Wendy said, I'm not sharing a room with Kiarna. And some of you speculate, well, Kiarna was sick, but Kiarna wasn't that type of sick, right? Didn't Kiarna say she had like ulcers or something like that? So that's part of the reason why. So whatever she had wasn't contagious. I don't know if Dr. Wendy knew that, but that was an interesting thing that stood out to me in Mexico when they went. Not Mexico, to DR. They always go to Mexico. To DR. You know what I mean? All right. So she confronts them on that, but they, you know, they make amends because she was surprised, because she would expect her girls to have her back. So that is part of, oh, damn, y'all pointing out, Valley says, doesn't Candace want kids? Yeah, you're going to have sex in order to have kids. Well, not always, but you know what I'm saying. But anyways, so they talk about that, but they also talk about Candace's issues with Robin. Her issues with Robin and the word choices that Robin was using. And apparently Candace at this point is hinting at some information that she found out that we find out later in the episode. All right. It was very interesting wording. We said this last week that Robin was saying that she was slandering, that Candace was slandering her on social media, defamation. Wendy said in the scene, what law school did you go to? Robin. What law school did you go to? Anyways, Blunts with BZ says, I don't really think Candace wants kids. You think it's just a storyline? Okay, Shalom says, I looked up her shop, meaning Kiana's. It's a wonderful spot in downtown Baltimore. Good for her. And she got it featured on the show. And now all of you are going to go see it. I should have went to go see. I didn't know when I went. And now, but now I have to go to Baltimore. Baltimore is not that close to D.C. All right, Baltimore. All right. Anyways, so back to this. All right. So we have that scene with Kiana, Wendy, and Candace. All right. Then we have Giselle. So, you know, Giselle has been struggling this entire season with Grace getting ready to go off to school. In this scene, Grace is leaving for Florida. She's going off to school. Apparently, Giselle and Pastor Jamal are going down to see her off on her first day in college. Okay. So they're flashing back to some beautiful scenes with Grace, getting emotional. We even have a confessional with Grace talking about, you know, what she's learned from watching her mom, meaning that you can still hustle for your dreams and have a family. I thought that was pretty poignant. The twins say, you know, will you still call for afternoon prayers? Look at them. So no matter how you feel about Giselle, look, she's raising these kids right. All right. So that was beautiful confessional scene. At one point, Grace is by herself in the confessional seat while Giselle's watching with the producer. And that's when she says that. I thought it was a beautiful scene. And look, we have said this countless times, and I'm sure production is listening to what the fans are saying, that these are the only scenes that really make people like Giselle for the most part. So we really focused on that this season overall. We really haven't seen her involved too much in stuff. Okay. This season, probably another reason why she did not get the seat next to Andy this season. Maybe. Domo, mother of plans, says, had me misty-eyed. Yeah. S. Lover says that now this scene made me tear up. I loved it. It was. Look, we know that Giselle loves those babies. We know that much. All right. Gigi says that the twins and Grace are lovely. They are. They are. Anyways, we're going to move on. Look, it was a sweet scene. She got emotional. We'll talk about it again. Charisse and Ashley go over Robin's house. So before we even get into what they talk about during the scene, I said this before, I'm going to say it again, because I always try to say something nice. I always try to say something nice. Shut up. No, I love her home. The outside, not so much, but the inside, she has a really well... Whoever... Juan, you did a fantastic job with... No, she did a great job with designing this home. It looks great. The furniture, everything looks really great in this house. It looks very high end. You really couldn't tell from outside. No offense, but the outside is like, eh. But some of these beautiful homes that you see from the outside are ugly on the inside and are dated. I'm just saying, I used to look at homes a lot on Zillow and all these other places. And then you get inside the home, and you're like, why is the home look like? You don't never know how people are living. Okay. But apparently regular Robin, that's the one thing I will give her. The home doesn't look so regular. Okay. I love that. I love that. So that was the only thing that stood out to me in regards to the beginning of this scene. All right. Did y'all notice when Ashley walked in, she was like talking about how the grass is thirsty? And the grass looked green to me. It didn't look like it was thirsty. Just trying to be shady, I guess. Anyways. So the ladies are catching up. Charisse is in a scene. Finally, Charisse is back on the TV screen. So she talked about how she used to get Vedic massages and things like that. And she would have the guy come to her home. And she said at one point he offered her a vaginal massage. And then they flash back. You remember when Ashley alluded that if anyone was going to pay for some peen, it would be Charisse. So they flash back to that scene. I was like, come on. Not these producers. These editors are so shady. Doubling down. She said no, she didn't get the vaginal massage. Tasha says, Ashley is thirsty. Yeah, I felt like that was an unnecessary comment. especially because if I had to compare homes, I prefer Robin's home over Ashley's, you know, by the seashore theme that she has going on over there. Just saying. Nora says Ashley's thirsty like the grass she mentions. Tyler says she got that massage. Ooh. Felicia says, I laugh every time I hear regular Robin. I laugh to myself, actually. Anyways, moving back in regards to this. So they discuss Karen working out with Vernon Davis. I don't know. They seem to be very obsessed with Miss Karen and her Vernon Davis. Maybe they're jealous. Maybe they're jealous because they couldn't book Vernon Davis. Maybe he's booked up and they tried. We talked about this last week. Again, he is an ex-football player, might be also certified in being a trainer. It's not that hard to get certified. You know, a bunch of people on TikTok are certified trainers. I'm sure, along with the training that he's done for himself being in the NFL, makes him an expert in a variety of different ways. So if I'm going to get someone to train me, it's going to be him. So my inner thighs are tight. It's funny because it's true. I'm just saying. So Charisse is planning a crab boil, all right? And she is planning to invite Karen, but you already know Karen's not going to go. But she brings up the fact that she wants to invite Jacqueline because Charisse and a bunch of the other ladies are still very much friendly with Jacqueline. And you're going to have to hear me out a little bit later on because they need to bring Jacqueline back next season. I don't know about full time, but definitely as a friend of. Because you guys keep asking for real friendships. She seems to have a real friendship with all of the women, or at least a good majority. Her and NECA got a little bit of beef on social media after the first time they met. But I'm blaming NECA, not Jacqueline, to be honest with you. Because NECA, you seem to have a problem with everybody. Y'all notice that? She had a little bit of an issue on social media with Jacqueline a few weeks ago. And last week, we watched her and Kiana get into it over something so silly. When Kiana's trying to play, you know, devil's advocate and trying to, you know, garner like some sort of truce between the two. And they got into it. So I'm looking at NECA like, you are the common denominator, NECA. Boo Boo Chick says the masseuse saw the house and the lack of a man in it and wanted to move in. Well, Charisse has moved. She's moved into this townhouse. It's a nice home, though. And she still has a champagne room, apparently. Okay. All right. Look, all right. We'll get back to that. All right. So she says she wants to invite Jacqueline. And the other ladies are sort of like, you know, what about Mia? Because their friendship has not really been the same since last season. All right. Their friendship has not been the same. All right, NECA. So you remember a few episodes ago, NECA made comments about how Wendy controls Eddie, and she was just talking about their relationship. But every scene that we've seen with NECA and Ike has felt so her constantly just coming for him. And some relationships are just like that, and the other person enjoys it. We've seen it on Married to Medicine. But at the same time, I'm just sort of like, you sit here and talk about Wendy and Eddie's relationship. But at least when we have scenes with them, they seem like, at the very least, like each other, enjoy each other's company. Not so much with you two. I mean, he's a little bit more submissive to her antics. But I was sort of like, All right. You know? Just saying. Look, just saying. Thank you so much for the super chat. Love, calm, peace. We appreciate your support. Thank you, guys. You can also support the channel just by liking the video. Dedra, thank you so much for the super sticker. We appreciate your support as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me go back here. Scroll back down. There we go. Natty says, over NECA, bring Jacqueline back. Marigold says, NECA does a lot of projecting. I agree. Like, unnecessary. Like, unnecessary. Deborah says, I agree, Kempire. NECA seems so nasty to her husband. Yeah, and it was such a short scene, but every scene that we've seen with them, she seems always annoyed with him and can't wait for him to go. And remember, their relationship was a long-distance relationship for a very long time. I'm wondering if they've ever really truly been in the same space for an extended period of time before they got married. You know what I mean? Because it makes me concerned. It makes me concerned. All right? So they are going to move forward with that IUI procedure that she mentioned a few weeks ago. All right? So they're going to go through with that. And she says within the Nigerian community, something like that is looked down upon because, you know, they would prefer that you have a baby naturally without this type of assistance. But she's like, I want to have my baby. This is what I'm going to do. I mean, and look, and no one needs to know, but she's on a reality show. Not everyone knows. Not everyone knows. All right. So she's working on, you know, her storyline this season of getting pregnant. Fantastic. Okay. And look, I appreciate it because I think there are some people that might have never heard of an IUI. And now they're like, oh, let me look into something like that. Maybe that's an option for me and my husband or me and my wife. No judgments. but you get what I'm saying? Okay. Fantastic, NECA. Thank you for your services. Don't come back. this scene with Karen and Giselle. Look, no matter how you feel about Giselle, scenes with Giselle and her kids or scenes with Giselle and Karen, because Karen knows how to deal with Giselle, are always fun to watch. So Karen is baking cookies, and I'm going to put in quotes, baking cookies, because she is, I have never made cookies from the can. Not judging people that do, maybe they're just as good. But it's really easy to make like chocolate chip cookies from scratch. It's not that difficult. It really isn't. It really isn't. So she's like, oh, I'm going to make you some cookies. And of course, she's like, you can't even just bake me some cookies. Of course, they flash back to the whole cookie contest situation. That's how Giselle and Karen met years ago. Okay. So Giselle is a very kind guest. She came to Karen's home with a gift, and it's something for her arteries. And Karen is very moved by that. But she also has a gift for Giselle. And her gift to Giselle is some liquor. Look, liquor. So Giselle wants to come to Karen because she knows that Karen can relate to, you know, a child leaving the home, you know, for college and things like that. So they're talking about that. And Karen says, you know, she felt bad. Karen says, I haven't seen you look this bad in such a long time. She said, your nose swelled up. Always can count on Karen to give us the funny in that moment and just drag Giselle. But we can appreciate that Giselle takes it. Like, Giselle could take it to a whole other place and be nasty and hateful, and it could turn into an argument, and Giselle storms out. But she takes it on the chin, and we all laugh together. All right? We all laugh together. So Giselle invites Karen to the crab boil because literally Giselle's on her way to this crab boil. But Karen already told in the group text, Ray is allergic to crabs. So that's her excuse. She's like, yes, you didn't know he had this allergy, Giselle. So she doesn't want to bring any remnants of crab home. Again, she does not want to give a moment to Charisse. Here's the thing, though. I kind of miss Karen at this event because Karen would have been there, even though her and Charisse do not get along. She would have been shading Charisse. It would have been funny. We needed a little Karen in this moment. We definitely needed a little bit of Karen in this moment. I was really hoping that she would attend, but she didn't because Ray has an allergy. Then they flash back to all the times that they've had crab boils before and Karen attended and Ray even attended these crab boils. Okay. All right. All right, moving on. Charisse's crab boil. So it's pouring rain. Charisse's son Jackson is escorting, and a very handsome son, escorting all the ladies in. I thought this was really sweet. Apparently, if it wasn't raining, he was going to drive the golf cart to bring them in. I don't know where she lives. For those that live in the DMV, I'm sure you're probably a little bit more familiar with this community that she lives in. Because, you know, he's walking all the ladies from their car to the door with an umbrella. Really sweet. Really sweet. But you can expect that from Charisse. Charisse is thinking of all the things except the fact to have seasoned crabs. Come on. I don't like crabs. I wouldn't have gone. I would have told, I'm not going unless you're going to serve something else. I don't eat crabs. Okay. And now everyone that does eat crabs are like, these are unseasoned. Okay. Damn. For those that know how to do a crab boil and make good crabs, what do you need to put in a crab in order to make it good? What was needed at that table besides the feminine wipes that were on the table? Why were the feminine wipes on the table? Is that the best wipes for your hand? Just asking. Look, because some of you pointed out that those are feminine wipes that you use, you know, if you get a vaginal massage. Just asking. I know nothing about this life, okay? They have men wipes, though. You know, like the baby wipes, but for men. They're the same thing as probably as feminine wipes, too. I don't know what special might be in there, okay? Rosanna says, crab is expensive. Then you serve unseasoned. What a waste. What's Old Bay? Oh, wait, what's Old Bay? Is that a seasoning? And butter. Old Bay and butter. Is that a seasoning? Like, what's in the Old Bay? What the hell's an Old Bay? You can tell I don't eat that stuff. All right. Oak says, yes, it's a seasoning. Thank you. Thank you, my TikTok fam. Oak says, butter, Old Bay, lemons, garlic, cayenne pepper. Oh, it's Cajun seasoning. Thank you, Rosanna. Everybody's saying Old Bay. You can tell all the people that eat crab in here. Okay, crab eaters. Okay, crab eaters. Keisha says Old Bay seasoning, butter, and lemon. Very simple. Poor regular Robin. You know, she might be regular, but she likes her crabs not to be so regular. Okay. And you saw where they were preparing it? Look, I get it. It's a crab boil. You're not going to be in a fancy place. They were in the garage making these crabs. All right. Okay. See, Rosalind says Old Bay is seasoning. You can't have crabs without Old Bay. Oh, see, this is why I don't know. CZS says, OMG, Kempire, Old Bay is a seafood seasoning. Oh, see, I don't like seafood like that. Pavalier says, you're making me hungry, chat. Okay, y'all. Go get you some crab this weekend, okay? Ew. I'm sorry. All right. All right. Oh, you guys are all given kinds of recipes. Replay crew, be sure to let us know what you put in your crab and how do you host your crab boil. At a crab boil, are you just serving alcohol and crabs? Are you serving sides? Are you serving sides with it? Because then at least then I can come, I can eat the sides and I can have some water because I'm not drinking. All right. Just asking. Did you think this was the... I understand the laying out the paper. I understand a crab boil is not very fancy. However, are we getting side stuff? Corn, sausages, okay. Did we see any of that stuff there? Okay. Oh. Okay, corn and potatoes. Baltimore is big on crab. See, this is why Robin, who's from Baltimore, was saying... This is what she needs. She said, this is very unseasoned. All right. Look, all right. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels. Shout out to everyone watching on Facebook, those of you watching on Twitch, Twitter. We see you guys and behind the scenes here on TikTok. Shout out to everyone watching on YouTube as well. For those that are watching on YouTube, don't forget to vote in our live chat poll. Let us know how you would rate this week's episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. But those of you that are watching on other platforms, give me your rating. Give me your rating. All right. Some of you are saying this is how you serve corn, potatoes, not hard boiled eggs. If you watch the traders, you know what I'm talking about. All right. Let's move on so that we can get through this. Okay. So we have this crab boil. Karen already said she's not coming. So they react to that. Robin says that she's going to go get the door when Candace is arriving. Then she realizes it's Candace and she's like, look. She's like, here's the thing. I get, and we've said this last week and we'll say it again this week. I get exactly why Robin might be annoyed with Candace. But if this was a real friendship over time, I just feel as if you could, you know, not necessarily look past it, but at least try to work through it. You know what I mean? Work through it. If you valued this friendship before, it says to me that you didn't value this friendship before. I feel like you're so easy to throw someone away that may have been a good friend to you before the tweets. So she tries to avoid Robin. Robin tries to avoid Candace. She just comes back up and she walks away. Jacqueline is also invited, as you know. And Jacqueline and Charisse and NECA hung out one night. That's when both Jacqueline and NECA were shading each other on social media about what happened on that night they hung out. But they seemed good at the crab boil. All right. So at the crab boil, we get Jacqueline. Jacqueline arrives. Jacqueline looks great. Jacqueline looks great. And everyone seems so happy to see her. I mean, Ashley was sort of like she saw a ghost. But everyone seems so happy. Candace, when she saw her, she's like, oh, my gosh, you're here. Everyone seemed really genuinely happy to see Jacqueline. This is why I think Jacqueline needs to come back at least as a friend of next season. I mean, technically, I'm sure she can come back as a housewife. She was married at one point and she has kids. I don't know if she wants that. But I feel like outside of Mia, she genuinely has connections with the women. She's genuinely hanging out with the women. Even Karen says, oh, I like Jacqueline. I'm friends with Jacqueline. So all these women have been fostering a relationship with Jacqueline. And a lot of you keep saying on this show, it lacks real friendships. It lacks reality. For me, that would be reality. And mind you, she would also be like a good buffer because she doesn't really have a friendship just with one particular side of the group. She's friends with Karen. She's friends with Candace. I don't know where her relationship with Wendy, but I don't think there's any shade. She's friends with Charisse. She's involved and she lives in the area, right? She lives in the area, I'm assuming. Drusilla says, Kempire, you know Karen is too busy to make cookies from scratch. It really is. It really does not take that long to make cookies from scratch, to be honest with you guys. I mean, it's a little bit longer than cutting them up out of a can, but the amount of time that you try to take it out of that damn can, you could have made them from scratch. Just saying. I mean, if you have the equipment, some people don't even have the equipment. If you don't have the equipment, then yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit harder. All right. But if you got a KitchenAid mixer, you can do it. You can do it. Savannah, can't wait to see you in Boston. Guys, don't forget, I will be bringing the Kempire After Dark live show to Boston on May 30th. I know it seems like it's far away, but that is right around the corner. Shout out to those of you that have gotten your tickets. Can't wait to meet all of you. Meet and greets are available. After that, we will be coming to Nashville, Atlanta, and Seattle. More information will be available in the description. Go get your tickets. Again, don't wait till the last minute, or you might find yourself outside the club. Zoe, thank you so much for the super chat. Zoe says, I will empty my savings for us to talk about food for an hour instead of Potomac. I am so over it. I'm just here to hang with the crew. Zoe, we appreciate you. And this is why we go on sidebars, so that we can at least make a lackluster episode more entertaining than it actually was. Sidebar, though, replay crew and those of you in the live chat, how do you feel about, after I explained to you Jacqueline and her stance with the group, how would you feel about Jacqueline coming back as a friend of next season? I kind of would like to see her and Kiarna as friend of next season and see their dynamic as well. I actually think they would get along. All right. Thank you, Danielle, for the super chat. Danielle says, if you go to any crab houses in Maryland, they will tell you to cook the crabs with crab seasoning and not Old Bay. Old Bay is to seafood. Old Bay is to season seafood. Oh. All right. So, y'all know, first of all, it doesn't even matter to me because I'm not eating crab. I don't like crab. No. I'm not a big seafood person. I'll eat salmon, certain types of fish, but no crab, no lobster, none of that stuff for me. So, to each their own. Whatever way that you use to make your crab, do it your way. At least you're putting seasoning on it. Apparently, Charisse is not. Apparently, Charisse is not. All right? Y'all in the names in this chat. Behave yourselves. Behave yourselves. All right. So back to the crab boil. All right? So Jacqueline says that the last conversation that she had with Mia, one of them said, are you effing crazy? So they had spoke previously, and it seemed like they were okay, and then they weren't okay. All right? So Aneka. So NECA arrives with the crown and sash. I don't know what she was thinking. I get it. They made you the Grand Dame of Potomac in DR, but it was corny then. It's still corny. And for someone getting your makeup professionally done, along with the crown and sash, made you look like the evil witch from the... Oh, I'm just saying. Who did your makeup? I was just like... At least if she looked like, you know, a pageant girl, then you could be like, oh, okay. Did you guys notice Candace's face? Did you see Candace's face? Candace's face was like, what's that? And mind you, she likes NECA. They are in a good relationship. But it was corny. It leave that in DR. It was weird. Maybe she was hoping that Karen was coming, but it was even worse because Karen wasn't there. Karen wasn't there, so it made it even worse. It's all right. It's all right. Woo, 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 NECA. Woo, woo, woo. Maybe next time? Hopefully you don't wear that to the reunion. Oh, damn. Hopefully you don't wear it to the reunion. I did see that Robin, she was on Watch What Happens Live, and she was weighing in on the reunion. I think, because as you see in this particular scene, who brought it up? I think it was it Charisse that brought it up? Anyways, sidebar. Mia and Jacqueline go off to have their own conversation. And for once, we had a conversation where things felt as if, wow, we had resolution. They're not perfect, but the fact that they even spoke about what happened in regards to Mia being essayed by Jacqueline's then boyfriend, Jacqueline admits that I only found out what happened 2 years after it happened. And Mia had the full understanding that maybe this is why I treat you the way that I've treated you, because I've been harboring resentment. All right. But I have to say, in that conversation, I was like, oh. And again, another reason why I felt like, well, if they resolve their issues, it will make it even better for Jacqueline to come back next season. And I like the fact that Jacqueline's not backing down on her stance. Sidebar. Mia, you can't just help but lie. Even in a moment where you don't have to lie, you can't help but lie. Mia is like, yo, you know, Gordon is 65. Jacqueline, like, he's 72. She's like, at 65. She can't help but lie, even when it comes to Gordon's age. All right? Anyways, so they have their side conversation. They come back and they make good. All right? They make good. I thought it was a really healthy conversation. And I honestly don't know, because so many people are walking around with trauma that they never talk about. I think this show helped Mia figure that out and helped her actually have that conversation. All right. Sassy says, but to me, Jacqueline seems like she's treading lightly with Mia. I think so. In a way. And she even says in this conversation, there's a lot more that she could have said that she didn't say. And I'm sure she knows Mia. Like, she really knows Mia. They were best friends. And I'm sure you with your best friends, yeah, you might go for the jugular, but you still hold back. Exactly, Chandler. Mia be lying. That's her new name. Dier says, hold on, I'm losing. Dier says Mia's lying is unbearable because she lies about everything. She can't help but lie. It's a little annoying, but she can't help but lie. And Jen says, how Jacqueline knows Gordon's age, but Mia doesn't? Because Mia be lying. Maybe she wants to make it seem like their age gap is not as big as it actually is. Anyways, so I say all that to say, they have a really healthy conversation. They come back to the table, and the conversation, Charisse brings up Candace and Robin's issues. So as you know, they've been having an issue. And look, I think a lot of us are starting to lean more towards, look, we get it, why you might be upset, Robin. Do I think that it was defamation? Do I think that it was slander? I don't know about all that. Okay, but it leads to a back and forth, and that's where Candace reveals that apparently Robin had released personal text messages to some sort of blogger or podcaster. And a lot of you during our TikTok watches, like, Kempire, was it you? No, y'all think regular Robin and I are having conversations? That would be pretty funny, though. Drag her all week, and then we, you know, behind the scenes, hey girl, how you doing? You saw today's recap? Yeah, I put a little extra in the regular. Can you imagine? I think I might know who they're referring to, but I don't want to say it until I can confirm, until that person shows themselves. But I have a feeling I know who they're referring to. Possibly. I have two people in mind. But Robin tries to explain in this moment. She's like, well, I never disparaged Candace publicly. She says, I've never disparaged Candace publicly. So you do it privately? Like to this blogger / podcaster? Maybe. But according to Candace, see, I wish Candace posted the receipts on social media? Probably not, because honestly, based off of Robin on Watch What Happens Live and based off a recent interview that Candace did, I think Candace and Robin made peace at the reunion. All the questions that she was asked, Robin was asked on Watch What Happens Live in regards to the reunion. A lot of it had to do with Candace. Candace cried a lot. Candace and Robin had a lot of back and forth. Candace and Giselle had a lot of back and forth. I don't think that Giselle and Candace are in the best place. I mean, if Giselle would like to survive on the show, might want to do that. So Robin and Candace, I believe, at this reunion made peace, because Candace said in a recent interview on the red carpet that there's a lot of resolution. NECA said in a previous interview there was a lot of resolution at this reunion. And Robin alluded to being, not alluded, she also said that there was a lot of resolution. All right? So I was like, I think they're in a better place, which is good. I like that, because let's be honest, there was a real friendship between Candace and Robin. And I think Robin is just waiting on a sincere apology from Candace. And I think maybe then they can move on. Maybe. But I guess we're going to have to wait and see at this reunion. I keep hearing resolution, resolution, resolution. But until we really get to the nitty gritty of some of the things from last season, the last couple of seasons, this season with the xenophobia, the colorism, you can't just put like a Band-Aid over an open wound that needs stitches. You know, they were talking about that during, you remember Mia was talking about that, about her relationship with Jacqueline. So that's my main issue. I think for the audience, they're going to make it seem like they've healed stuff unless they have a real conversation. And I'm not just talking about the conversation between Candace and Robin. I'm talking about as a cast. There's no way that this cast can move forward. But Ashley was messy behind. I don't think is going to return. You know, my speculation last week in regards to that, I don't think she's returning. And I think it's because of Michael. I think Michael has said, I'm going to give you a little kizzy ash. Look, kizzy ash. And you're going to get off the show, because he threatened to sue her. If I'm ever featured on the show, I'm going to sue you. Not sue you. Not your baby mama. You're threatening to sue. All right. So I think that's probably part of the reason. But we have to wait and see what this Real Housewives of Potomac reunion actually is, because when we thought they were going to have this conversation on colorism, they were very irresponsible on how they handled it. And that's why I'm not surprised we went from not handling the issue of colorism. Now we're talking about xenophobia the very next season. So, and sidebar, production, those behind the scenes, all of you need a class. All of you need to be in a class about issues of this nature. All right. We're going to get back to it. Sashay Shante, thank you so much for the super chat. Sashay says, I wonder Mia / Jacqueline beef might be a setup to get Mia's bestie a flute as soon as NECA, well, never, when Ash, Jizz, or Rob get let go for next season. Even if none of them get let go, I definitely want to see Jacqueline come back in some shape or form, because the way that the group reacted to her, what she offered in that moment, the true friendship that she has with the group and with Mia, it makes complete sense. It makes complete sense. Honestly, Charisse makes sense too, because she seems to have a genuine friendship with the group. She's just annoying. Like, she has nothing really else going on. CE, thank you so much for the super chat. CE says, Robin switched up on Candace in Florida when Candace didn't side with her when they poured drinks on Wendy. Roberto blasted Candace then and then followed with switching up on Candace at the reunion. GEB needs to go. Okay. Here's the thing. That can be true, but if Candace doesn't say that, is that really the excuse? Why? That's how the audience views it, but I want to understand where Candace is coming from, why Candace feels the way that she feels towards Robin, why she didn't want to resolve it, but I think that they do resolve it at the reunion. Linda, and I do feel like Candace sometimes looks at social media and uses social media for her own, you know, backstory in regards to things. It's not what she truly felt in that moment. Linda, thank you so much for the super chat. Linda says, does the first letter begin with C? You know what, Linda? y'all are her best. I'm not going to reveal who I think it is. I want to see if they reveal themselves. Okay. And honestly, I don't necessarily believe, guys, that it's actually a major blogger like that. I feel like it's maybe a smaller one. And when I say small, I mean I'm not talking about someone that everybody named Mama knows. I'm talking about like does Bravo exclusively for the most part. What I'm thinking. All right. Anyway, I know it's the same. You guys can say the same thing about C. SC says Jacqueline and Mia scene seems staged. I think maybe they've had the conversation prior. And sometimes with reality television, a lot of things sometimes feel staged because sometimes they'll say, we need you guys to have that conversation again. Maybe they filmed it before and they wanted to film it again. It could be very possible because honestly, when Mia came into the room, both Jacqueline and Mia didn't seem like it was like, you know what I mean? So, all right. Not like before with them, especially when they have such a deep history. All right, we're going to continue, guys. If you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of The Real Housewives of Potomac. We will be live again at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 PST for our Married to Medicine reunion part 2 recap. So be sure to subscribe. Be sure to turn on your notifications for that. We will be going live then. Let me just drop the call and link. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitter. I see you guys. Thank you so much for being here as well. I'm going to drop the call and link for our members first. Okay, members, I'm going to drop that call and link on the community tab. For those that are listening to the audio version of this, you can hear the callers on our YouTube channel. We don't include the callers in the podcast version. All right, callers, members, I've dropped the call and link for you. And I just want to finish out some of what played out this crab boil. So Mia and Jacqueline have their conversation. Charisse brings up the issues between Candace and Robin. Candace accuses Robin of talking to a blogger slash podcaster, all right? And apparently releasing personal text messages. Robin says nothing that was said. She was just trying to prove her point to this podcaster about why she's not friends with Candace. I just need Candace, because here's the thing. Candace, I would understand if we knew the context of the text. If the text message really didn't say anything, like revealing of your personal, and I get it. It was a text message that was between you and Robin. But if it really wasn't a lot of anything in that text message, like, is she telling your business in that text message? You know what I mean? For me, that's what matters. For some people, it doesn't. Like, no, you release personal text messages to a blogger. I just need to know what the context of the text message was. Did she, you know, put some of your personal information in regards to what's going on with you and Chris? You know, I'm trying to understand. And she didn't say it, at least not what was in the edit. Sidebar, did you guys notice how the audio and the video were a little off when Candace was speaking at that table scene? It's fixed. I thought it was my television, but apparently a lot of you guys noticed it on social media as well. So it must have been a bad edit. Because, you know, they're always playing with the audio. The editors for this season have given up on this season just as much as we have. They're like, nobody will notice. It's all right. Just take it. Everybody's done. Everybody's ready for vacation. they've done the reunion, and they're like, we're ready just to go home. Okay. Amanda says, it's just the fact that a text was shared. And look, and I get it, some people might feel like that, but at the same time, I'm like, if someone shared my personal text message with a blog and I really wasn't saying much of anything in the text message, I'm like, okay, what did I say in that text message that was so defaming? Unless I was talking about somebody, you know what I mean? But I mean, look, I can't tell Candace she can't be offended, but at the same time, I'm like, I need to know what was said in the text message. And according to Robin, the text message was just proving why she's not friends with Candace anymore.
Okay, Robin. All right, Robin.
So this back and forth between Candace and Robin, all you hear is blah, 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 blah. Then all of a sudden, Charisse comes out of nowhere banging the table. Charisse starts banging the table, y'all, acting a fool. Banging the table. I will say, Giselle saying that, oh, she's drunk, made me laugh. Sidebar, Giselle, mind your business. Look, mind your business. Okay? I didn't like the fact that she was trying to get herself involved, even though she likes to paint it as, oh, she's trying to bring Mia and Jacqueline together. I was like, you're forever trying to play producer here. Mind your business. Don't get involved. Okay, don't get involved in their situation, because there is true history there. I just sort of like, I was like, oh, here comes Giselle getting involved. Anyways, I say all that to say, Candace and Robin are going back and forth. Then Charisse goes off. She's like, enough. And Giselle says that she's drunk. I don't know if, I think Charisse may have been tipsy, because the way she was skipping around that party and acting, she definitely was tipsy. However, I also think she wanted to have a moment. She hasn't had any moments during the season. She wants to have a moment in order to secure her spot. Please understand, Charisse wants to be full-time. She does not want to be a friend of on this show. She wants to be full-time, and she's hosting an event. Exactly, K-Rocket says this.
MC.
And that's exactly what I thought of watching it last night on TikTok. And we see, after Charisse has this big blow up, she goes outside the back and she puts her hand over her face. And in my head, she's saying, and sing.
And sing.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking when she went out back. Do you guys think that she was drunk, or do you think that Charisse was trying to have a moment for the cameras? Sunny, thank you so much for the super chat. Sunny says here we go. Hype to see you in Seattle. Giselle needs to go. Thank you so much, Sunny. Yes, I'll be in Seattle August 30th. Bianca, thank you so much for the super chat. Bianca says, I was bored this episode, but I was so charmed by Mia. Watching her with Charisse's son was cute. I would be here for a cougar show with Mia on it. I don't know. I feel like every time with Mia, it always feels like she's flirting with someone. But how old is Charisse's son? Stay away, Mia. Stay away. And why are you guys dragging Drea? We'll talk about it tomorrow during our Tuesday takeover, okay? Because you guys are dragging Drea from Basketball Wives. And men have do this all day, every day. All right? But worse. All right. What else did I want to say about the scene? So Charisse has that moment. Then she apologizes for that moment. And Giselle makes it clear, oh, she's drunk. Because, you know, I can never tell when someone's drunk. So as soon as she said, I was like, oh, maybe she is drunk. Maybe she's drunk. Did you guys think that Charisse was drunk, or you think that she was trying to have a moment? All right. Sir says that it was a moment, but Robin was tossing them back, though. Damn. All right. We have quite a few people backstage that want to get into The Real Housewives of Potomac recap, but we did get to a preview of next week's episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. And just when we thought, because word on the street that we were not going to see this fight because cameras were down, we see that next week we're going to have a G&A fashion show. And then we're going to see this fight that happened between Kiarna and Deborah. You remember Deborah, Ashley's friend. We've seen the footage. We talked about the footage. And apparently they're going to make it something next season. It's not the season finale. I'm guessing the season finale for Potomac will be the following week. But I'm ready for it to end. I'm ready. I feel like next week should be the season finale. But we shall see. We shall see. How would you guys rate this week's episode? We're almost done with the season. How would you rate this season overall? Be sure to let me know in the live chat. And for those that are watching the replay, be sure to let me know there as well. All right? All right. Before we get to some callers, I do want to say thank you, CE. CE says, foreheads hard on for Candace is real, because why was she injecting herself when it had nothing to do with her? Robin is a hypocrite, because wasn't she a certain someone out for calling a certain someone out for sharing to bloggers? Okay. Thank you, Krista, for the super chat. Nice meeting you, Krista, in Philadelphia. She says, dropping in to say hello, and I'm going to need Trashly, Jizz Liar, and her mascot, Sobbin, to exit stage left. Bye. Oh, damn. Got all kinds of nicknames for these folks. All right. Let's get to the callers, guys. If you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting the channel. I'm seeing all your ratings, and you guys are rating this season of Potomac. Badly. All right.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network can be found on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, be sure to check out the description for more details on the Kempire After Dark live tour. We're coming to Philly this week, Boston soon, Nashville and Atlanta, and Seattle. Again, more information on that, our guests, and more can be found in the description notes.